tyrants act nice as long as you submit, and allow yourself to be deceived by their terror propaganda, and guilt-tripping, and bribes for the hesitant. The moment you fail to submit, they reveal their true nature, as tyrants ruling by brute force and terror, employing state violence to force you to submit, like a good slave.
Shrouded in clouds of tear gas, the City of Light dissolved into a battleground as police and protesters clashed over proposed COVID-19 restrictions. The new measures would require everyone in France to have a special virus pass to go to restaurants and other venues. It would also make vaccinations compulsory.
Police fired water cannons and tear gas, all of it for freedom.
Whenever a government claims to have the people's interest at heart, you need to think again. In the entire history of mankind, there has never been a political elite sincerely concerned about the well-being of regular people. What makes any of us think that it is different now? Whenever a political elite pushes an agenda this hard and resorts to extortion and manipulation to get their way, you can almost always be sure your benefit is definitely not what they had at heart. Let's be clear about one thing. No one grants me freedom, for I am a free person.
The excess death stats clearly show the vax is a deadly weapon. And so anyone wielding this weapon is attacking you and threatening your life. Every living thing has the right to self-defense. And when a deadly weapon is involved, the proportional response is clearly use of lethal force. Even preemptive use, when they declare they are coming for you.
A forced vaccine is assault with a deadly weapon, by definition. Because vaccines kill. The vaccine court has ruled that vaccines have killed. So if you try to come force that vaccine on me and my family, by definition, that is assault with a deadly weapon. I've consulted attorneys over this. That is assault with a deadly weapon. You come to my house and assault me with a deadly weapon, then I have the right to shoot you, to stop you from assaulting my family. And because it's, look, forced vaccination, by definition, is not only assault with a deadly weapon, it violates the Nuremberg Code. If there is medical experimentation, two things have to be present for that to be legal. Number one, it's got to be voluntary. The patient has to accept this. It can't be forced. And number two, there has to be informed consent. In other words, the patient has to know this might be a side effect of what we're about to do to you. But a forced vaccine, by definition, violates the Nuremberg Code. You can't do that. It violates, and that's accepted by almost every country in the world, the Nuremberg Tribunal via the Nuremberg Code. Those laws apply everywhere. So by definition, forced vaccines violate that. And if they try to do that here, like I said, it's going to be a lot of resistance, armed resistance to that.